Candidates still have about a half hour to file their nomination papers for both offices, but as it stands now, it looks like there are only two candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson is seeking a fourth full term. She was first appointed to the court in 1976. Abrahamson is being challenged by Jefferson County Judge Randy Koshnick. Koshnick is the candidate backed by Republicans in this officially nonpartisan race. He calls himself a judicial conservative. That's nearly identical to the mantra used in last year's state Supreme Court campaign by now Justice Michael Gableman. Assuming there are only two candidates for the court, there won't be any primary. Abrahamson and Koshnick will face off in the April 7th general election. There will be a primary in the race for state superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction. Six candidates have at least done the preliminary paperwork. They are Deputy Superintendent Tony Evers, who has the backing of outgoing schools chief Elizabeth Burmaster, Rose Fernandez, a virtual schools advocate and vocal critic of DPI, Scott Heinig of Plymouth, Beloit School Superintendent Lowell Holtz, Concordia University Professor Van Mobley, and National Lewis University Professor Todd Price. Candidates have to file at least 2,000 signatures to get on the ballot. Voters will then narrow the field to two on February 17th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.